Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Other sportsbooks just don't hit right. But FanCash makes switching to Fanatics easy. Only Fanatics gives you up to 10% FanCash back on all bets, win or lose, which you can use to unlock the world of Fanatics. From more bets and game tickets to signed memorabilia and one-of-a-kind experiences only Fanatics can offer. Switch to Fanatics Sportsbook and let the fan cash roll in. Winning hits different here. Must be 21 plus. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. MD, visit mdgamblinghelp.org. Offer not available in all states. Terms apply. See Fanatics Sportsbook app.
Deborah had to have surgery.
I had hip surgery in November of 2024.
Her UnitedHealthcare nurse, Crystal, checked on her.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell that she was struggling.
Deborah needed help.
My infection markers were through the roof.
And Crystal knew what to do.
I called the hospital and said she's coming in.
And got Deborah the help she needed.
Crystal and UnitedHealthcare saved my life.
Hear more stories like Deborah's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
I've been on this John Wick kick since I told the guys last week about this documentary, Wick is Pain. And then I just witnessed John Wick here inside of the Ticketmaster studios as Mike literally karate chopped his computer in half. And I'm not making this up. What is going on with you and your computer?
All right, what is the average life of a laptop? 3 years? 4 years?
With today's technology, maybe.
All right, well, I just looked up the receipt. I had to go on my phone and look at my email receipts. Okay. Apparently, I got 4.5 years out of this HP laptop because today at Flower Branch, it decided to take a giant dump. I knew I was like, okay.
Well, it's definitely broke now.
Well, no. I mean, sometimes you got to whack things to see maybe get maximum functionability.
Whacking never helps anything.
Well, I would disagree, sir. Sometimes to provide a good stress relief in a specific situation. No, sir. After I tried multiple ways.
You're talking about whacking your computer?
Yes, looking at different ways to perhaps get this thing to reboot because certain letters weren't typing. And it wouldn't engage the internet. So I just basically took it with one hand, and I went like this. I went, and just apparently that didn't help.
No, and it was with two hands, and it was very, very aggressive, by the way. And Mike looks at Day-Day and then goes, this is in the break, and he goes, well, at least it felt good. And I'm like, yes, but is it working?
Well, the computer has completely died. The last resort was to smash it really hard into a blunt object and see if perhaps it would fire whatever's going on inside the board of the thing and the things would connect. It didn't.
Smashing things never helps. It makes it worse when you smash a device like this.
It feels better to me to know that I've just broken this piece of garbage for sure. If it was, you know what? We just euthanized this computer if it was on its last legs. How about that?
So you got to get a new one now.
Now, so it's off to Best Buy or wherever. If anybody wants to hit me up on Mike Bell ATL and give me some advice on where to go. But other than Amazon, we'll see where we go on this one.
No, look, you can get them anywhere. I just had, I had fairly new. I mean, it was within 2 years. And I told Day-Day, and the thing was falling apart. The thing around the screen was coming off.
Oh, wow. Okay.
So the funny part about this is, at the time, a few years ago when I bought it, it was like recyclable. It was all about the recyclable parts that they had used, right, for the earth. It's better for the earth. So I'm like, oh, this is nice. And this damn thing fell apart like two years in, and I'm like, the screen is coming apart. So I'm like, oh, can anybody fix this? And I still haven't taken it in because I needed a new computer. But to your point, man, with technology, it feels like you buy these things, you spin a grip, right? You spend a lot of money on it, whether it's a tablet or whatever you're using, and then all of a sudden – you know, this thing goes out, Mike, and you're like, oh, the warranty's out. Just like when you said it. The warranty is gone right after this thing goes kaput.
I looked it up. So outside the window, 4.5 years. Maybe that is good life for a PC. I'm sure people treat things well. I only smash them when they frustrate me at the end of their shelf life.
Yeah, because the guy just said, oh, no wonder it's not working. He smashed it.
Well,
dudes.
No, I've already established, sir, it was not functional. Okay? It was not optimal. It was, as I said to Carl at one point, he's laughing during the commercial. I'm like, Apollo 13, let's see what's working on this. Nothing is working. So.
Well, I thought you were putting in codes over there.
No, you can't. The entire third row down is not typing. No Z, X, C, V, B, and M. and limited, no ASDM. So I guess we're done here. Anyway, regardless, we'll soldier on. And the good news is, just like in Berlin, I will, this is a business expense. In Berlin, we were doing the hanging out at the Brandenburg Gate.
Yeah.
Ran into our buddy Miles and the gang from Fox. So they said, they saw me and Cam Miller, our buddies from 3-Piece Suit Football. So they said, hey, you want to come on and do the shot? It was like a 7 o'clock show, morning show on Saturday for Fox 5 Atlanta.
Write it off.
I said, jump in. So now I get to write this off as a business trip, baby.
No doubt.
We're having a better week. But anyway, this is frustrating. But you said you just got a new one yourself,
well,
right?
Well, yeah. No, this is, and luckily nothing's happened yet. But Mike, I treat my devices with care and love.
Oh, I've seen you treat your devices. I've seen you play golf.
I treat my devices with care and love. Look, that was only one head I broke, okay? It was one time. Don't bring that up as like it's a regular thing with me. I snapped one head off. It was just one of those unfortunate
days. I mean,
Carl
with total Paul Bundy, like,
expensive to get fixed, too.
Yeah. Well, your hosel wound up in like
It's cheaper to buy a new one.
What was it? Where were we? We were cobblestone. It wound up in the lake.
Whatever.
Anyway, regardless, kids, violence never solves a problem until the end.
What? Dukes and Bell, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. We got to talk about what's going on around the NFL. Coach Ra is on the way for his exclusive interview with us. Stay tuned for that. And Bijan's going to join us, guys, a little bit later on this afternoon. They are practicing and getting ready for Carolina. That has started. We cannot do anything about Berlin. We can't do anything about the 49ers. Mm. Can't do anything about any of these four losses.
Oh.
Can we get right Sunday? That is the question.
This was something that German Falcon fans and American Falcon fans were coming up and talking to me about as we're leaving the stadium. We're good enough to be in a position to beat San Francisco. We're good enough. We did beat Buffalo. We're good enough to go up to New England to get a win on the road. But then it's the individual moments. It's coaching decisions, whether it's offensive or defensive coordinator or head coach. It's, you know, a missed block. It's a drop pass. It's a missed extra point.
Right.
I guess Zane, the kicker, was the least of our worries over there.
Oh, thank God. I mean, he ran him out there, and I was like, all right, well, at least he did his job.
Yeah. I looked over at the Germans and go, third kicker of the season. That got a laugh.
Hey, man, let's get to 4th and 1. So he says he's focused on Wake Forest. I don't believe him. I think the jobs that are already open in the NFL has Bill Belichick intrigued. I don't think he likes college football like he's faking as if he does.
Right.
And I think his heart, Mike, is still in the league. I don't know if anybody's going to give him a chance, but I want you to hear him say what he said because everybody's asking Belichick now about the Giants opening after Brian Daboll got fired.
I've been down this road before. I'm focused on Wake Forest. That's it. And that's my commitment to this team. And next week it'll be to our next opponent and so forth. But, you know, I'm here to do the best I can for this team.
Yeah.
I'd expect nothing less from Coach Mumbles. But needless to say, I said I can't say what I say to Carl on the air. But dare I say, Bill is pretty excited right now. In certain circles and places he won't talk to the media about, he's got to be basically on cloud nine. Because John Mara and the Giants ownership would say, you know what? We'll take, you know, even though, the last 4 years have been a little funky, this is a guy that has got nothing but success with this organization, and we'll bring him back. Now, the thing is, Belichick's going to – so Joe Shane's going to tell Bill Belichick the players he's going to pick?
Yeah.
Good luck with that.
Not happening. He won't last a year, Mike. And here's the other thing I would be afraid of. Say what you want. He's not bringing Josh McDaniels with him, okay? Who's developing Jackson Dart? He's got promise. He looks the part. He's got a nice arm. He has a feel for the game. Who's good? Like, that would be my biggest concern even if you wanted to bring him in. It's not like he's got the guy that helped him develop all of those great offenses when he was in New England. And, of course, they had Brady, but I think Josh is pretty happy with the way things are going with his quarterback and Drake May and Vrabel.
Right. And just I don't want to draw parallels, too many parallels today, because like, we still have a season. We're in season. But if things go south, you know, Joe Shane keeps his job. We've seen, you know, general managers sometimes get gotten. In Miami was the reverse. GM got, who probably should have gotten 5 years ago. You think Terry is worried right now? I mean, he's got to be freaking out a little bit in the back of his mind about where we're at.
I think
this is 5 years for his regime without a playoff.
Well, the frustration is, remember, however you want to say he got saved the last time. I don't know how it played out, but he did, okay? Because remember, Arthur Smith and Terry come in together, right? And he gets the grace of the owner because I think that they just felt like whatever was going on with Arthur was not connecting with the fan base and certainly wasn't connecting with Dubs, right? You had basically 500 seasons, and we're not going to give you a third one. I think Terry has to be a concern because it went from him being marginalized. We talked about it. Right?
They fire Arthur Smith, and he's not there. Right. Church McKay and Arthur Blank. And that just set off a firestorm amongst the fan base.
So then they allowed him, or at least we think, to have the autonomy to pick all these guys. This is your team. This is your show. And he does. And he does exactly what we want him to do. Defense, 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 defense. We got to get the defense better. And I feel like he's gone, okay, when Arthur was here, he wanted bigger receivers. I got you, Drake. We wanted a dynamic running back. I went and got you Bijan. You wanted defense. I went and got you defensive pieces. If I'm Terry Fontenot, and I know some of you are not going to like this, I'm saying, bro, I've done my job. I've done my job.
This was a conversation I had when you were off yesterday with Abe. I said, you know, it's one of those things where, you know me, fire everybody when I want to. Usually franchises, they blow it all out. You know, to me, the two biggest screw-ups for Terry Fontenot's personnel department and Terry Fontenot are Kyle Pitts and Troy Andersen.
Okay.
And that's the first round and a second round pick. Now, but if you go back and look at it, everybody you just talked about, now, look, he is ultimately going to be tethered to Michael Penix Jr. You did the thing which I thought was the stupidest thing in the history of the NFL. And if now Kirk Cousins doesn't look like he's ever going to be able to salvage, you can't even bring him out now if Penix got worse. So you better hope that Penix Jr. and this staff figures things out, man, because I do think you could make the argument to retain Terry Fontenot. I think there's been – I think it's if you agree that most fans say it's a 50-50 spot, right, 50% shot in all the draft, then we've got some impressive players in the Jalen Walker and Pierce thing. But the other thing, some fans will say, no, Mike, hold, slow your roll. Pierce isn't that good, and we don't have a first-round pick next year.
No, we don't.
And we might not. And in the worst cases, we might be a 6-win team this year.
And that's unfortunate if it plays out that way. We will see where this goes. You asked me, do I think he's concerned? Yes. But I also think he's probably sitting there pretty confident that he's done his part to make this team better. I can only get you the players. How do you make them better on the field?
Hey, man, real quick, some other notes around the league. Lamar Jackson did not practice today. Keep an eye on that, fantasy owners, because Ravens feel like they're rolling. C.J. Stroud out of practice in case you haven't been in the Texans. I doubt you have C.J. Stroud as your quarterback this year.
Well, he was concussed, and even though they won an incredible game last Sunday, I mean, it was bananas. I don't think they're going to take any chances with him. Jameis Winston, by the way, has been named the starter for the Giants. He'll start against the Packers. Jackson Dart, speaking of concussion protocol, is still in it. And Travis Hunter, Georgia boy, man. We want to see him do well.
I hated to see this yesterday.
Yeah, out for the season, remainder of the season after having knee surgery. So, you know, look, he's got an infectious personality. I think they're handling this wrong for me. Let Travis Hunter be great at one thing. You're trying to make him do all.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Other sports books just don't hit right. But FanCash makes switching to Fanatics easy. Only Fanatics gives you up to 10% FanCash back on all bets, win or lose, which you can use to unlock the world of Fanatics. From more bets and game tickets to signed memorabilia and one-of-a-kind experiences only Fanatics can offer. Switch to Fanatics Sportsbook and let the FanCash roll in. Winning hits different here. Must be 21 plus. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. MD, visit mdgamblinghelp.org. Offer not available in all states. Terms apply. See Fanatics Sportsbook app.
United Healthcare nurse Crystal checked in on a patient.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell in her voice that she was struggling.
Crystal knew she needed help.
And I knew that this is very serious. This is like septic. This is life-threatening.
And she knew just what to do.
And I called the hospital and said, she's coming in. Here are her labs.
And got her the help she needed.
I see my role at United Healthcare as a life-saving role.
Hear more stories like Crystal's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
These things, and I know he probably wants to, but Mike, I'm curious, when he comes back next year, how they handled this. He had no impact.
Right. I made the argument. He was a guy, one of the guys I was arguably most excited to see in this draft. I remember him and Shedeur Sanders so far, a big nothing burger, with all due respect. I hate to say that, I've been a local kid, but you're right. I was excited about the versatility and the imagination the Jaguars could come up with, and it never really translated to anything before the injury.
coming up. Raheem Morris is on the way. Also, we will get to Georgia Tech and what they must do to get into the college football playoff. And then this Dogs game. It is big Saturday. Stay there. It's Dukes and Bell live at Flowery Branch.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This NBA season, every shot you take with Fanatics Sportsbook puts points on the board. Earn up to 10% fan cash on your bets, win or lose. So even if your bet misses, you're still scoring fan cash, which unlocks exclusive rewards like authentic apparel, game tickets, and meeting legends at Fanatics events. Make the switch and turn every bet into a bucket with Fanatics Sportsbook. Winning hits different here. Must be 21 plus. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or 1-800-522-4700. MD, visit mdgambling.org. Offer not available in all states. Terms apply. See Fanatics Sportsbook app.
Deborah had to have surgery.
I had hip surgery in November of 2024.
Her United Healthcare nurse, Crystal, checked on her.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell that she was struggling.
Deborah needed help.
My infection markers were through the roof.
And Crystal knew what to do.
I called the hospital and said she's coming in.
And got Deborah the help she needed.
Crystal and United Healthcare saved my life.
Hear more stories like Deborah's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and/or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.